Joining us now from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB, is the executive director of the organization, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. Boy, we're in October already.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It's election season. And one thing, I was looking at the NPB website earlier this morning. I'll start off with, it is election season. You have a lot of information about elections and just how you go about doing it. Tell us about that. We'll start off with that.
Yeah. So Kara Trigstedt, our communication specialist, was able to get in touch with folks from the Secretary of State's office. They put together a lot of really wonderful PSAs in quite a few different languages that explain just the simple process of voting, of registering to vote, making sure you're registered, finding your polling place. So there's a lot of shorter videos in that vein. And then there's also some longer videos that explain more of the absentee process, explain more of the registration and when you're voting day of, all the different scenarios for how you can vote and make sure your vote is counted and take part in our elections. So we've got a lot of really good resources there. So those can be found on the website. They're also airing on Channel 180. So I encourage folks to check them out if they have any questions, resources, and hopefully we can catch some folks who might just be tuning into NPB and want to learn more about it.
All right. Let's move into, go back, I guess, to September. What are some of the things you're working on in September? Mm-hmm. Give us some of those highlights, and as we go through, we'll head into October with these.
Yeah, it's been, we're really grateful to see how much the community has been latching on to NPB, because we've been getting more and more submissions from the community, and likewise, more and more partners reaching out to work on projects with NPB, which is really great, because we've actually, now we need to kind of control the output as well. Before, you know, we're trying to just get more and more programming, but now we can actually regulate what we're putting out so that we can have a nice steady stream of programming. So that has been really, really wonderful to see. In the last month, of course, we had to feed Jesse James Days, so we have a fair amount of programming about that. Last time I was on, I talked about a Fifth Street Bridge video. You know, we wanted to make sure that folks were aware both of the work that was done and that it was open in time for Defeat Days. So we had a drone pilot actually come in and get some neat shots of the Fifth Street Bridge. So that was a lot of fun to put together. We had a general highlight reel put together for Defeat of Jesse James Days, and that one was very popular with folks. So that was fun to see. Mm-hmm. I think more people discovering NPB through Northfield's biggest celebration.
Yeah, it's a big reach there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that one was a lot of fun. And then with all the events that we have going on, you know, I've been on talking about the new community calendar. I think you've had Claudia Garcia on talking about it as well. And so we have a promo in English and in Spanish talking about the community calendar, how folks can view events, how folks can submit events. And so there'll be more information about that. Another partnership with Clean River Partners. We had a video put together called Four Steps for Saving Water on Your Lawn. Kevin Strauss does a great job presenting these different topics, making clear that there are small actions that we can all take to contribute healthily to our watershed. So if folks want to learn more about that, that's airing. That's also streaming, also available on the City of Northfield YouTube page.
And very timely with the drought that we've had over the course of the summer.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Timely stuff.
No, there's a lot of things that we can do to be good neighbors, be good stewards of the land that we're on. Mm-hmm. So Kevin and everyone at Clean River Partners does a really good job with that. One more piece with DJJD. We also had a time lapse of Bridge Square on the last day of the event, so we actually can see, you know, the sun coming up in the morning, the vendors opening up, people, the crowds, the duck race, and then the time lapse of everyone packing up to go at the end of the day as well.
So, I have not seen that yet. Yeah. I've got to. It's kind of amazing, folks. You know, I usually, generally in recent years, stay till after the parade, you know, mm-hmm. But I'm home by late afternoon. Mm-hmm. I used to There's a lot of years I was there cleaning up and putting everything away, but I've kind of retired from that, let other people do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm always amazed. Monday morning when I come up, I always drive through downtown. It's like, other than maybe a few barricades that are stacked and waiting to be mm-hmm. taken away, it looks like there wasn't even anything going on over the weekend.
It's incredible how Bridge Square grows for those few days. And then, you know, at the end of the day, it's back to, you know, Bridge Square, quaint little Bridge Square.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how much, how many people, how many vendors are packed in. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel, you know, cramped either when it's all there. So it's a very impressive event. And so that was fun. We have some cameras up around for, you know, precisely this sort of entertainment thing. So it was fun to make use of those for getting that time lapse.
Sam Temple is with us, by the way. He is with Northfield Public Broadcasting, their executive director. We're talking about September and October. Let's talk about October here now and things that you'll be programming and also other things that you'll be filming and doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So October, of course, baseball season is winding down. So sadly, we are done with the St. Paul Saints for the season. You know, Minnesota's not too used to be playing baseball too late in October. But we do have other programming coming up. Next week for Indigenous Peoples Day, we have on October 10th, a program from Todd Finney. Todd Finney gave a presentation at the Rice County Historical Society on the last week of September. The program was called The Dakota 38 and the American Dream. Todd Finney is Wakpekute. He's descended from the folks who lived in Rice County for generations and generations. And he also has direct relations to some of the Dakota 38 who were hanged in Mankato on December 26th, 1862, in the aftermath of the U.S.-Dakota War. So to hear not just a local perspective on that story, but a direct familial perspective on not just the Mankato hangings and the Dakota 38, but also Todd is very active in the ride that takes place from the Dakotas to Mankato every year in memorial of the 38 to spread awareness of that event. He's also just a very active community member as well. So Todd Finney gave a really wonderful presentation at the Rice County Historical Society, and I'm very excited to have that on because that will be I think it's such an important story, and mm-hmm. he did a wonderful job presenting it.
We'll have to check that out. And that is, has that been filmed and everything yet?
Yep, that's been filmed.
So it's in the can.
It's in the can. It's ready to go for October 10th.
Okay.
So that'll be releasing next Monday. The week after, another event actually from August was the Spring Creek 2 Townhomes. We have a groundbreaking event that was filmed. That'll be coming out October 18th, our recording of that event. On October 25th, we have a library program with Rose Werner talking about quilt kits and just more of that enrichment programming from the Northfield Public Library that we're lucky enough to highlight on Northfield Public Broadcasting. On November 2nd, Jimmy Langimo is putting together a special presentation for Northfield Public Broadcasting. We have filmed it. It's now in post-production. Jimmy does a lot of the customer service training for the city of Northfield, and specifically in the last few years, focusing on a diversity, equity, and inclusion lens. And he is just a really great storyteller. He has experience in a lot of different professions. His big thing is just living a fulfilling life while helping other people live their fulfilling lives. And so he's putting together a special that will air on NPB just for general education. Again, some of that enrichment programming that we can get. November 9th, you know, November 8th will be an election day. So we want to make sure that the day after election day, folks have some non-political programming available to them. We have highlights from the 2022 dog swim. So when you don't want to think about anything else, you can tune into NPB, go on the City of Northfield YouTube page, and watch some dogs swimming in the old memorial pool, which, again, is one of the most fun events to film and edit. So that was a lot of fun to put together. So you can check out check that out and see some dogs playing together in the water.
Well, I'm sure we'll all be ready for it at that point.
Yes, absolutely. So Wednesday morning, wake up, look at the news for a little bit, then watch some dogs swimming around. So, and again, that's just fun to put together. So we have a lot of enrichment programming this month in October. And what's nice is now we can balance some of our civic programming, our PSAs, like the election stuff from the Secretary of State's office, along with our other civic meetings that we have on the NPB channels. And we're really excited. These things have been in development for a while. And we appreciate our partners working so hard to make it happen. But we actually have three new government meetings that will be airing on 187. So we have the Northfield Public School Board meetings will once again be airing on Northfield Public Broadcasting several times a week, channel 187, or you can stream it anytime on our streaming site. We also have the Dakota County Board of Commissioners and the Rice County Board of Commissioners. This all just kind of happened in a couple of weeks where I guess just everything kind of fell into place for all of these different organizations and getting them to NPB. But we're very excited to have it happen. We can keep folks engaged and, again, balancing the civic piece, the civic engagement with the enrichment program that NPB can offer. That's exactly the goal of public television. So we're so grateful for our partners for making that happen, the hard work for the communications and IT staff at all three of those entities. Again, that's the school board, the Dakota County Board of Commissioners, and the Rice County Board of Commissioners, which is just incredibly exciting to have all of that.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. And when do they all have meetings on the same night? Will you be spreading that out? Or
yeah, so what we don't have right now, we don't have live meetings. So they are giving us the recordings after the fact. So usually within the week after the meeting, we have that week's meeting up, because then that gives them time to, if they need to have titles on screen, if they need to have subtitles, any of that stuff. That gives them time to prep that and make sure that it's all technically ready to go. And then that gives us time to get it to broadcast. So usually within the week afterwards, we have that piece of programming up.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And very important as well. Thank you for bringing that to us.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it's the work of all the IT and communications professionals at various entities. It's all of our partners at the Rice County Historical Society, the Northfield Public Library, that are helping to make these things happen. And we're just grateful that, again, people are embracing Northfield Public Broadcasting. And this month's programming is really a highlight of what public television can do.
All right. Good stuff. One last thing. If people do have submissions, how do they go about giving those?
Yeah, so they can go to the City of Northfield website. If you find the television tab, there's a whole section specifically about how you can submit. You can see a video of yours truly explaining the processes, the policies related to submitting. You know, NPB does not have editorial control over what is submitted, so folks can feel free to really submit what they want, submit what they want to contribute to the community and the community conversation. So yeah, all that information can be found on the city's website, or if you want to stream any of our programs at any time, you can go to npb.ci.northfield.mn.us or look up Northfield Public Broadcasting.
All right. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. Much appreciated, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to breathe for a second now.
Sam Temple, once again, the executive director of Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We are KYMN Northfield, Minnesota.